We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Clint Sterner, Jeremy Branham joining us now. Texans football analyst, sideline reporter, John Harris. John, it's good for you to finally join us.
Yeah, you know, I'm in Mobile, so I'm a little bit busy, so I apologize. I was just standing on the sidelines. I was, you know, kind of hobnobbing a few feet away from Dan Marino and watching the Senior Bowl prospects. I told BMAC, you know, I had to tell him and, you know, kind of, you know, curry favor with him. I was like, I was just watching Colin Johnson and the Longhorns do some things, you know, and I got kind of wrapped up in it. So, but it's been good to be down here, and obviously plenty of representation from your two alma maters here, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know that to be true. John, what would you make of the promotion, Anthony Weaver, as the defensive coordinator? What are some of the positives with him taking over that job?
Well, I'm extremely biased towards Weave. I've known Weave for a long time. In fact, my first radio gig back in 07, we were looking for a Texans player to join us, and because our station at the time had no real connection to Texans, and 6'10 had Matt Schaub and Andre Johnson, and we just had no connection. We're like, well, how about Anthony Weaver? And we're like, yeah, let's do it. And so Sean Pendergast and I had Anthony Weaver on our show for 2 years, and he was absolutely fantastic and just loved him to death. And obviously Sean, you know, being a domer like Anthony, they had a connection there. And then obviously Anthony with the football connection. I mean, we just had a great time with him. And when he got back in the building a few years ago, I just knew. I was like, this guy's going to be one heck of a football coach. And I've had a chance to kind of spend time with him at just different points in training camp or during the season and talk about stuff. And you can just – you get this feeling that there are guys that were just born to be coaches, born to be leaders. And Anthony Weaver is one of those guys. And I'm really curious to see how it goes with him and for him at the defense coordinator position. But as far as smarts, being able to adapt and adjust, but just have the right demeanor to deal with the ups and downs that go with that position, I think Anthony Weaver is going to be a great fit for this organization at that position.
John, what about what positions are you out there watching at the Senior Bowl right now?
Well, you know, yesterday, you know, when they weren't quite in full pads. They were in their uppers, as I would say. They just had shoulder pads on. Today they're in full pads. Yesterday I spent a lot of time watching the wide receivers and the DBs do a lot of one-on-one stuff and watch them, and then today I've watched a little bit more of the offensive defensive line because they're in full pad today. So right now the South team is practicing. So, and it's weird too because the North team had, you know, Arkansas players and some SEC players, and there were some UCLA players in the North and some on the South. So they've kind of tried to split it up as evenly as possible. So North and South really doesn't do it justice. But I've, you know, just kind of taken a look at, you know, guys that rush. You know, rush the edge a little bit. There are some intriguing guys down here that can do that a little bit. I don't know if they're perfect fits for what the Texans want to do, but there are some guys that can get to the quarterback. And then, of course, I've watched O-line, D-line, watched, like I said, receivers yesterday. Some really good receivers down here, including Colin Johnson. B-Mac, that's for you. And, you know, the two guys that are your alma maters, you know, McKelvin Ajim, who – for Arkansas, has come down here, got a late invite because he had a really good Shrine Bowl week. I think he's done some really good things on the inside from Arkansas. And then Josh Jones has obviously gotten a lot of rave reviews for what he has done throughout his season, his traits, his assets. And I thought today was a really good day for Josh. I didn't think day one was great for him, but I thought for Josh Jones, offensive tackle from the University of Houston, I thought he did a really good job today going against some of the better rushers out here at Senior Bowl.
Hey, Jalen Hurts took home an award last night. His mother, by the way, if any of the Hurts families out there listening, his mother crushed it in her acceptance speech, I guess, or accepting of the award in her remarks for the award that he won at the Houston Sports Awards last night. How's he look? I know he's out there. I know they got the split helmet with OU on one side and Alabama on the other. How's he spinning it around, man?
Well, I'm actually – he's on the other side of the field right now. I'm watching. They're getting ready. They're just kind of going through an individual period, doing some special team stuff. So he's about ready. He's about ready to sling it again. But I was talking to James Casey, former Rice University star, also played for the Texans and the Eagles and the NFL. He's the tight ends coach for the Bengals. And we were kind of joking with James Casey about Taysom Hill. And we're like, dude, you were like 5-7 years ahead of your time, bro. Like, if you would have come out now, they would have loved you because you could throw. You'd have been the next Taysom Hill. And we kind of looked over and we're like, that's what Jalen Hurts can be. He can be that guy if you want him to be because of the way that he runs it, the athletic ability to go out and catch it. He's strong. I didn't really watch him throw it too much yesterday. And so I made a point today. I wanted to see what he's able to do throwing the football. And I'm really curious to see what he does. But the people that did watch the quarterbacks a little bit closer than I did yesterday said he threw it pretty well yesterday. Justin Herbert was probably the one guy that threw it best. Jordan Love can sling it. If you haven't seen Jordan Love from Utah State and Dirty Red, I know you've seen him at least a few times. He was throwing pellets yesterday and today. I thought he's looked really, really good. And I'm curious to see how Herbert answers with this afternoon practice. But I think Jalen does so many good things for a football team. And talking to Casey and talking to some of the scouts that were here, they're just like, look, he's everything you really want in a football player in your building. And maybe he's not the perfect quarterback or he's probably not the perfect player, but he's just the kind of guy you want to have in your building. So I know some teams going to look at it and say, hey, we can do something with him. And it was just interesting talking to James. He was like, can you imagine taking a guy like Jalen Hurts and putting him with the Ravens, with Lamar Jackson, or with the Chiefs, with Patrick Mahomes? And I was like, would you stop it, James? Like, I don't want to face that. I know you don't want to face it. You face the Ravens and Lamar Jackson twice a year. You want to face Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts now? Come on, man. Let's not give these teams ideas. But it's going to be an enterprising offensive unit that says, hey, look, we can take that guy and we can turn him into our own Taysom Hill. We can turn that guy into a multi-slash weapon for us. And I think that's eventually what Jalen's going to do. But obviously he wants to prove his wares as a quarterback. He may have to do it a little differently, kind of like Taysom's doing it. I mean, Taysom's proven, hey, I can throw the ball too. So when there is an opportunity for Drew Brees to step away, then maybe Taysom steps in. But I think Jalen's going to have a good rest of the week. I know that Jim Nagy was really excited to have him here because of the connection to Alabama, the type of teammate that he showed himself to be. And I think he's going to show that throughout the week with the meetings with the teams and obviously the practices with the Bengals staff.
John Harris joining us on Sports Radio 610, Houston sports leader. John, hey man, I need you to get me hooked up with whoever's running that deal out there. You're naming all them quarterbacks and watching them fellas throw the rock, and I don't need to talk to anybody. I promise. I won't interrupt at all. I just want to watch them quarterbacks, man. Here's the deal. Love is an absolute freak. Arm talent wise, he can rip it. I haven't seen enough of him to rant and rave about him, but you see him throw one ball and you're like, whoa, I got to see more. I need to see more from this cat right here. When you talk about big boy from Oregon, here's the deal. He's long and it's raw and it's all power, no finesse. Tell me how accurate that is as you watch him move along. The touch throws, the anticipation, turning the tip over inside the 20-yard line on the back pylon. Yep. Those are all things that you got to do at an elite level. Tell me if you see him do that moving forward.
Well, it's interesting you bring it up, Clint, because I was watching practice yesterday with my buddies, the sideline reporter for the Buffalo Bills, Sal Capaccio, and as Herbert, they ran a little boot play, and he comes out and he throws a ball on the run, just a dime. I mean, just like, whoa. And I turned to Sal and I said, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of your guy. That reminds me of Josh Allen. And that's kind of who he reminds me of in some sense, but I do think that Herbert's a better and more polished passer right now than Josh was when he came out of Wyoming. But I think Allen was probably a little bit better playmaker, making things happen out of the pocket, making things happen with his legs a little bit more than Justin does. I think Herbert's still got a long way to go. I think you hit on those things that are still things that he's got to polish up on, but the natural throwing ability is definitely there. Now, he does not have – nobody that I've ever seen has an arm like Josh Allen, but Herbert's got that strong arm that he can throw seeds like on the run. He just threw a seed on the sideline, and I was like, wow, he's got that ability. And in the Rose Bowl, they finally kind of unleashed his running ability a little bit more, and it paid off in 3 touchdowns. So I think that NFL team's going to end up with a good player. I just hope it's not going to end up in a place like Indianapolis where he ends up there with the weapons that Frank Reich has in Indianapolis. I'm hoping that doesn't happen. But he's all of 6'6". When he walked on stage for the weigh-ins, Clint, he walked out and they said 6061, which is 6'6 and an eighth. I'm like, wow. I knew he was big. I didn't realize he was 6'6". I think he weighed at 230. So he is he is right on Josh Allen as far as size goes and things go. When I said that to Sal, he said that's exactly what Josh looked like back at Wyoming before he came to the Bills. And that's the kind of guy I would project him to be. He's going to take a little while, but he needs his reps. Once he works through those reps, gets in a system that's confident in him, like Buffalo has shown for Josh Allen, I think Justin Herbert's going to be a very good quarterback in the NFL for sure.
John, I asked you earlier about Anthony Weaver. What ways can the Texans improve the talent on the defensive side? They still have the second rounder. They'll have some money to spend, of course, in free agency. What do you think the best way is for the Texans to add to the talent pool on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, you know, for people that have known me for a long time, you know that I've always been about the draft. I have never really seen the free agent thing work extensively well for a team. The only time I really remember it being a big time hit was 2017 with the Jacksonville Jaguars. They went out and got Calais Campbell, AJ Boye, and I can't remember who else, but they also that year drafted Miles Jack, and they drafted, I'm trying to remember who they, oh, they drafted, I think Cam Robinson in that draft too. And then they had a big draft to go with the free agency. So it wasn't just free agency. And I think that's kind of the way to look at it. You do have a little money to spend, but you've got to be smart about it. And so you can't, because look, the bills come and due on Laremy Tunsil and Deshaun Watson very soon. So it's not as if you can just say, hey, we got $57 million or $60 million, whatever it is, cap room. Let's just go spend it on Yannick Ngakoue because we have the money. You don't want to, you're not going to burn a hole in your pocket with the money. So you got to be smart about it. So I do think there are ways that you can do it in free agency, maybe with a player in free agency, you know, it'll be a good fit. And then with the draft, look, I think they've got 6 picks right now. They're going to probably get 2 more compensatory picks. So I think they're going to end up with 8 in total. And, you know, that's the way that they've drafted the last few years. They end up with 8 picks. You're going to end up getting probably 2 or 3 good players and guys that can contribute as rookies. So I think there are ways that you can do it. Look, you'll get a couple players back. You'll get Duke Ejiofor back. But that's going to be tough because he's coming off an Achilles. But you'll get him back. Hopefully you'll get JJ back at 100%, and hopefully he doesn't get hurt on Saturday Night Live. Man, he'll be fine. But I think there are just different ways and different holes. And then obviously there are players that are in your building already that you got to make decisions on. A guy like Bradley Roby. What do you do with Robe? He's looking for a long-term deal, and I don't blame him. And he had at times this year the type of year that you would want to pay a big-time corner, but I don't know if it was consistent enough. So you've got to study that. You want to do that. So I think there are multiple ways that you can help this defense, whether it's bringing in not a bunch of free agents, but if you brought in like 1 free agent to help you on defense, you then drafted a couple of players that you know could help you right away that are versatile pieces that could fit into this defense, then maybe you start with those pieces. You get this defense turned back around where you want it to be like it was in 15 and 16.
John, thanks so much for coming on. I'm enjoying the tweets, and enjoy Mobile and the Senior Bowl.
Absolutely, boys. Thanks for having me. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.